M. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. House Republicans will try again to choose a Speaker of the House today after three failed rounds yesterday. CBS's Scott McFarlane is at the Capitol.
The next series of votes happens at 12 p.m. Washington, D.C. time. But in the meantime, not only is there no Speaker of the House, there are no sworn-in members of the U.S. House of Representatives. They can't do that until the Speaker has been chosen. So there's no functioning House of Representatives during the standoff. There are 20 Republicans who've defected from McCarthy. Votes and negotiations resume today.
McCarthy needed 218 votes, got just 202 by round three. Democrat Hakeem Jeffries got 212. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition this morning after his heart stopped beating during a game in Cincinnati Monday night. The team says he's sedated and getting treatment.
Fans back in Buffalo were also shaken.
So disturbing, and it was so awful.
Everybody should use this as like a teaching moment where things are bigger than sports.
Hamlin has only been in the NFL for 2 years, and he's already giving back to the community outside Pittsburgh, where he grew up.
Third annual toy drive, man. We're doing it for the kids. Having a good time, man.
Following last night's game, supporters have donated millions of dollars to his foundation. Dan Lieberman, CBS News, New York.
More rounds of rain in the forecast in the west. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The Central Coast, the Central Valley, down even into Southern California. More rain coming for that area Wednesday afternoon and evening into Thursday. There's the potential for 2 to 4 inches of rain in portions of Southern California and maybe as much as 4 to 8 inches of rain in some of the hills. Plus those wind gusts 50 to 70 miles an hour. It is going to be a really messy one in the Golden State.
Southwest Airlines is offering 25,000 frequent flyer miles to some customers who had their flights canceled during a company meltdown late last month. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is monitoring Southwest's response.
The Department of Transportation will hold them accountable to their commitments to make their customers whole.
A day after a car full of people plunged off a road on California's coast, police have arrested the driver. CBS's Matt Piper tells us why.
Driver Dharmesh Patel of Pasadena is under arrest on suspicion of attempted murder and child abuse charges. The Tesla sedan plummeted more than 250 feet with two adults along with a 4-year-old girl and 9-year-old boy inside.
All four survived. The Mega Millions jackpot has increased to an estimated $940 million after another drawing Tuesday night without a winner. The cash value of that jackpot Friday night, an estimated $483 million. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Chicken. Oh, okay.
A wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. As I toss my phone across the room. Oh, man, what a fascinating day. The vote is happening in the House of Representatives. It's a roll call vote, so it's insanely boring. It's just, you know, person after person's name is being called. You know, Representative Johnson, what say you? And, you know, they're saying McCarthy or Biggs or whoever they're saying. So we'll see where this goes. And Kevin McCarthy gave a little speech this morning where he said, I deserve to be speaker, essentially. And Lauren Boebert, who somehow I saw this thing on the internet. I haven't verified it yet. In fact, I made a note to myself to track it down. But Lauren Boebert, who makes $170,000 a year as a member of the House and, you know, had a failed restaurant, came into office 2 years ago, broke, and in fact in debt, and is now worth $40 million. Did I see that right? If you know anything about this, let me know. But I think it's what this says is that George Santos is the perfect candidate for the GOP. I mean, if you want the Republican Party in a package, if you want the poster child for the, you know, to use an old cliche, for the Republican Party, it's George Santos. Here's a guy who literally made up everything. His mother died in 9/11 in the World Trade Center. Oh, no, his mother, or maybe it's his grandmother, survived the Holocaust. I think it was his mother that he said. That he's Jewish, but no, he's Catholic. He's an American, but no, he's wanted in Brazil. And this is where it gets really interesting. Brazilian, you know, now that he is a member of Congress and was, you know, sworn in this morning, the Brazilian law enforcement authorities have said, we want this guy. Back a decade ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I guess 13 years ago, 2009, he wrote a bad check. Say he actually stole a checkbook from a fellow that his mother worked for, which raises another set of questions. Did he steal it? Did his mother steal it? And he used that guy's name and ID to write a $700 check at a store in the Brazilian city of Niterói, outside Rio de Janeiro. He admitted to this fraud in 2009, telling the guy who owned this little store that he was sorry and that he was going to make it good. He said, quote, I know I screwed up, but I want to pay. But then he never paid. And in 2010, he said that his mother told the police he had stolen the checkbook. And I mean, it's pretty straightforward stuff. And so now the Brazilian police want to talk to him. Are they going to charge him? Are they going to extradite him? I don't know, but it's getting really interesting. And we had a caller earlier who was saying, well, maybe the executive branch, the president, should set up an office in the Department of Justice, or Merrick Garland should set up an office in the Department of Justice to look into congressional misbehavior, shall we say.
They can do that for criminal misbehavior, like when they went after Traficant. You know, the last member of Congress to actually have to resign. He was essentially kicked out, but although he was kicked out of the Democratic Party first, Traficant, and he became an independent, and then he got kicked out of the House of Representatives altogether when he was convicted of fraud and money laundering, as I recall. It was a long time ago, but that was the last time that a member of Congress got evicted for being a criminal, basically. But now it looks like he spent $40,000 on airplane flights that may have had nothing to do with his campaign. I mean, he represents a district in New York. Even senators don't do that many airplane flights. And when they do, they're from D.C. where they, you know, live and work to their back to their home state over and over again. But if you live in New York and you're running for office in New York and it's in one, you know, just a one or two counties in New York, I mean, how do you spend $40,000 in airplane flights? I don't get that. And then also, apparently, he was using his campaign funds for rent, which is illegal. So he might be looking at prison here in the United States. Very strange stuff in a very strange time. I think the subtext of this, though, and this is a really important point to make, or maybe the foundational, the underlying story, is that the Republican Party has been the party of hustlers and grifters for as long as I can remember. Well, actually, since the 60s, let's say, in a big way. I mean, the GOP had a reasonably good reputation in the 1950s, and I can remember the 1950s. But, you know, ever since Nixon, ever since 1968, the GOP has really been the party of grifters and hustlers, and Nixon was one of them, and criminals. And Donald Trump simply laid that out for the world to see and said, yes, we are officially grifters and hustlers. I mean, here's a guy who was convicted of fraud, had to pay $25 million to make whole the people who, you know, the students of his so-called university. $25 million in restitution. That's not nothing. And so why would anybody think it odd that Republicans would lie to get into office? Meanwhile, a senior aide to Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, in fact, he's married to Paul's, what's the deal? His name is Benton. He's the husband of Rand Paul's niece. And this guy's looking at 20 years in prison for illegally funneling Russian money into Donald Trump's presidential campaign in 2016. I mean, his name is Jesse Benton. He's 45 years old. He's facing 20 years in prison. A Russian national wired $100,000 into Benton's account. Benton took a $75,000 commission. He's definitely a Republican. And wrote a $25,000 check to Donald Trump's account, claiming that he was the donor, when in fact it was a Russian. And this is probably just the tip of the iceberg, but really, you know, it raises this question. You know, how much longer is the Republican Party going to openly embrace grifters and hustlers and basically be the party of grifters and hustlers? How much longer is that going to continue? And if the Republican Party decides to clean up their act, and, I mean, who knows? I think it's extremely unlikely. I mean, the grift works really well for them. Coming to Congress broke and, you know, 2 years later you're worth millions. It's pretty good hustle. And, and the Supreme Court has blown so many holes in our campaign finance laws that, you know, these members of Congress, they create these leadership PACs, they're called. And with a leadership PAC, you can take virtually unlimited money from anybody who wants to bribe you. And then when you're out of office, you can use that money. You can just give that money to yourself. You have to wait until you're out of office. But this is why so many of these members of Congress have $5, $10, $15, $20 million sitting in their political action committees that they have no intention of using when they're running for office. So there's that grift. Then there's also, you know, what are the various scenarios for Donald Trump's involvement with the Republican Party going forward, which is another really interesting question. I mean, so much has happened in the last week that, you know, we weren't live on the air to talk about. But this is one that I think is an open question. Is Trump toast? Is he dead in the water? It's increasingly looking that way. But we were saying that in 2016, in 2015. When he was running in the Republican primary. And he won the Republican primary without ever getting a majority of the vote. It was always pluralities because he was running against so many other people. I don't think he ever went above 30 or 40% of the vote in any of those primary races. But because he was, you know, he was the, you know, the what would you say, you know, the tallest short person or the shortest tall person or whatever. You know, he was the one who kind of stood out from the bunch. He had the plurality. He could do that again. If the Republicans field a whole bunch of candidates, Trump could walk away with it. And the clown car returns, right? Or he could say, you know, I don't like this party anymore, and I'm going to go on my own and screw you guys, and I'm going to start my own party. Or he could run on the Libertarian ticket. Keep in mind, back in 2000, I believe it was, he was, you know, Ross Perot started this thing called the Reform Party, and it was still around and still a force in 2000. I mean, a minor force, but it was still around. And he made a serious exploration of running for president on the Reform Party ticket in 2000, 22 years ago. So if he does that, that hands the White House to the Democrats, right? You'd think. Or Trump plays the hits, wins the nomination, and is back in the White House when he's indicted. Well, then the question becomes, will an indictment help him the same way it helped Bibi Netanyahu in Israel? Here you had a right-wing authoritarian, sort of like Donald Trump, a grifter like Donald Trump, who was indicted, and Bibi Netanyahu is looking at the possibility of prison time. And he played the victim card. He said, oh, this is all political. These people don't want me and they hate me and it's all... Blah, blah, blah. And people said, oh, yeah, but it makes perfect sense to me. We'll reelect you as prime minister. And bingo, he just, you know, a couple days ago got sworn in again as Israel's new prime minister. Could that happen here? I'm not discounting this. I don't think it's, you know, a totally crazy idea. So where will Trump flee to, and what happens? What happens with the Republican Party? What is the future of the GOP? Or are they going to just continue to puddle on as the official grifter party? And if so, can that sustain them? I'm very skeptical. I have to tell you about what Canada did with foreigners buying homes in just a moment, and then I'll pick up your phone call. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Meanwhile, the vote for Speaker of the House continues, the first vote. We'll see where this goes. Paul Gosar got up and gave his little speech.
My dog was scratching and shedding like crazy around the house. When I heard about Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, I thought, why not? Couldn't hurt. We literally tried everything else. Our dog quickly took to it, and after a couple of weeks of adding Dynavite to his food, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and he almost completely stopped shedding and itching. I can't wait to see how well it helps him with his allergies as the seasons change and he's in the yard more. I'm so glad I tried Dynavite.
My dog smelled so bad and scratched herself constantly. We bathed, sprayed, and bathed her again, but no results. And then I heard about Dynavite supplements for gut health, and all of the reviews sounded just like my Bella. After just 2 weeks, she had major improvements with the smell, and no more scratching or dragging her stomach across the carpet, and her coat is more beautiful than ever.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Remember the last time you had two great nights sleep in a row? Still thinking? I've been sleeping better than I have in years thanks to Cozy Earth sheets. They're the softest ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. 13 years and over 5,000 five-star reviews later, they've never wavered on that promise. That's one reason why Cozy Earth is the brand that has made Oprah's favorite things list 5 years in a row. Another is their luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, so you sleep comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, their loungewear and pajamas, or their new bath collection, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. And be sure to check out their limited edition linen bamboo bedding collection. Plus, every bedding item comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and they will give you a 35% discount. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. So just a quick point here. A ban on foreigners owning homes in Canada went into effect on Sunday, day before yesterday. And the reason for this is something Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, campaigned on when he ran for re-election in 2021. And the reason why was because the cost of Canadian homes had just gone through the roof. It had gone from 630, the average home in Canada had gone from 630 Canadian, well, actually, instead of Canadian dollars, I'll do this in U.S. dollars, had gone from 485,000 U.S. dollars, which is a lot. I mean, that's the neighborhood of where, it's actually a little above, I think, what the median house price is here in Portland. Or maybe it's a little lower. Portland, I think, is around $500,000. But anyway, whatever. To over 590,000 U.S. dollars. And one of the reasons why, apparently, was that a lot of foreigners were buying homes in Canada as their investment homes or as their second homes or whatever. And so Trudeau put an end to that. And I know, Norma down in Alabama, and I have talked about this on a number of occasions. She's, you know, several of the houses on her street are owned by, mostly Chinese investors. But I don't think that housing should be a commodity. We are seeing housing prices in the United States explode. And we've been watching this now for a decade or two. And particularly, this really started in 2008. You know, in 2008, George W. Bush had this housing crash because he had deregulated the banks back. Actually, it started in 1999, but Congress deregulated the banks with the end of Glass-Steagall. And so the banksters started writing these, they called them liar loans, you know, where you don't have to prove that you actually can pay the mortgage, that you actually have a job, even. And what people were doing was they were buying homes on the theory that they could just flip it because prices of homes were going up so fast. And part of the demand that was being created was people flipping homes. At that point in time, there wasn't a large, hedge funds weren't in the business. But when the housing market crashed and you could pick up homes for, 60% of their price, the hedge funds jumped into this with both feet in 2009, 2010, 2011. And now you've got hedge funds and investment groups that own millions of American homes and apartment buildings. In fact, the major purchaser of apartment buildings last year was hedge funds and investment groups. And in fact, there's just one that owns over 140,000 apartment buildings in the United States. One company. So is it time to say housing is not an investment unless you're an individual? And, as an individual family, you could maybe have one or two additional houses that you could turn into Airbnbs or, have as for investment purposes. But I think Canada's onto something here. What say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls in just a second. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief, Congressman Kevin McCarthy failed to get enough votes to be elected Speaker of the House yesterday.
I don't know the two of the battle. We're not that far away. We only need 11 more votes to win, so I think from the whole perspective you talked to everybody, it's not that far away.
He says he'll try again today.
Are there any circumstances under which you would consider pulling out of
no.
the race?
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition this morning after he collapsed on the field during a game Monday night in Cincinnati. KRLD radio reporter Alan Skaya.
Both Bills and Bengals fans have been leaving cards and candles at a memorial across the street from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
Bengals and Bills, you know, it's just a team name. We're here to support each other.
It seems like bad weather is everywhere, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
In the middle of the country, the Midwest, hazardous travel, many places seeing double-digit snows. And then in California, high-impact snow, wind, and rain event is incoming.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is the Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore my part of the country, the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscape of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard this newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Cruising is such a great way to vacation. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Whether it's Maine, the Mississippi River, the Columbia River, there's some absolutely beautiful parts to America that you would just love to see. AmericanCruiseLines.com. Check it out. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So far, Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat, who will be the leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, no doubt about that. So far, he has 174 votes for Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy has 167. Andy Biggs, who I read you his fundraiser an hour and a half ago, I think. Andy Biggs has 10 votes. And other people have 9 votes, which means that Kevin McCarthy is going to lose this first vote. They're still calling the roll. So it's still, they're still going through that, you know, Representative Jones kind of thing. It's going to take some time. But what a wild time to be alive, huh? What an absolutely wild time to be alive. So picking up your phone call, Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's on your mind today?
Happy New Year, Tom.
Happy New Year to you, Ziggy. How's everything at endbribes.com?
Going good. And by the way, I have a link on the homepage to all the congressional reports, Donald Trump's taxes, everything. So if people want to find it, there's one location you can go to find all the January 6th information.
Wow.
Committee's information.
All at endbribes.com, okay. Right?
Yes. Yes. Cool. And but what I wanted to call about is I've been spending my weekend going through the January 6th committee's information, mm-hmm. and specifically looking for information on Defense Secretary Miller's January 4th stand down order. And that's right. What I'm calling it.
Right.
In his testimony, Miller claims that it was just a suggestion, not an order.
Right. That's
and,
BS.
But everyone below him accepted it as an order and acted as if it was an order.
Well, that memo is unambiguous. It is an order. There, in my opinion, Ziggy, there were one of two things going on. And the big question is, which of these two was it? Either Miller was in on it and he was looking to be, you know, the grand poobah of the American military under the Donald Trump dynasty, or he knew what Trump was up to. And he was afraid that if there were 1,000 National Guard members there and Donald Trump walked into Congress, that they would fall in behind him and that would be the end of our republic. So either Miller was trying to overthrow our government or he was the guy who saved our government, or at least thought he was trying to save our government. I don't see anything in between. I don't see any of this gray area of, well, it was just a suggestion. You know, that just seems to me like total BS.
Okay, let me give you a little bit more testimony information here that I think is really interesting. You're going to find interesting. Miller blames General Walker, who was in charge of the National Guard that day. And in Walker's testimony, he felt he was hamstrung. He wasn't allowed to have anything, including a quick reactionary force.
Because of the Miller memo, right?
Yeah. But in Walker's testimony, General Walker's testimony, he says that that's just highly irregular because, and I'm going to quote him, I have a quick reactionary force for anything we're doing. If we're handing out ice cream, I'm going to have a quick reactionary force there.
Wow.
So there is definitely intentional. And when they asked Walker if he thought that Miller was being influenced, he said yes.
Right. But so the question is, was he being influenced to take down the Republic, or was he being influenced to save the Republic?
I don't know, but, you know, the one thing I think about, because you mentioned Morning Joe, and this morning they had on the chief of police, Sun, who said, showed the memo and said he had no idea that it existed. And so I know what you're trying to get at, and I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm getting it slightly different, is the media just seems to gloss over it.
Yeah.
All the events of January 6th could have been avoided if the National Guard had what they needed. And I don't know, I don't think Walker's trying to say who's doing that,
right,
but he was definitely not allowed to do his job.
Yeah, yeah, I got that too. Ziggy, thank you. Thank you very much, and,
yeah,
and happy
You're
New
welcome.
Year to you. It's good to hear from you. Thank you. John in Kashmir, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I just want to talk a little bit about George Santos. I've been looking around the internet this morning, trying to put together a timeline of this guy's actual history. There's not a lot out there. According to him, and take that with a grain of salt, according to him, he was born in New York in Flushing Hospital on July 22nd, 1988. Then there's this large gap between when he was supposedly born in the U.S., and he doesn't pop up until about 2008, when he was forging checks in Brazil.
Right.
And then he pops up getting a high school equivalency certificate in about 2010, supposedly in the U.S., and then the next time he pops up, he's working at Dish Network in about 2011, where he's claiming that he, to co-workers, that he was born in Brazil, and then from then on, there's the numerous other lies. And
right. I'd love to see him just required to present a passport. I mean, to be a member of the House of Representatives, you have to have been a U.S. citizen for 7 years. As I recall.
Right. Yeah, naturalized. You have to be a naturalized citizen for 7 years prior to being elected. Where I think some attention should be focused is that period from when he was born until the high school equivalency test.
Right.
A high school equivalency test would lead me to believe that either you didn't complete high school or you never went to high school.
Or you went to high school in Brazil and you want to have documentation of a degree in the United States. A degree is the wrong word, but you know what I mean. High school graduation.
Exactly. Exactly. There should be some records of where he went to high school in the U.S., if he did actually go to high school, where he went to junior high school in the U.S.,
right,
where he went to elementary school in the U.S., where he went to kindergarten in the
right.
U.S.
My guess is he did
there
all that
be some
Brazil.
Records.
But his English is perfect.
That's my guess.
That's the other thing, though, that's weird.
Right.
I mean, his English is American English.
That's not impossible to do, though. I've lived abroad, as you have, and I've met numerous people from other countries that spoke perfect English.
Yeah, I've met a few, but if your native tongue, I mean, you know, if his mother, well, I guess it would depend on the age. If they moved down to Brazil when he was 6 or 7 or 8, then his having perfect American English makes sense. If they moved down to Brazil when he was 2 or 3 or 4, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I say that from, you know, my own kids. When we moved to Germany in 1988, our youngest was 5 years old. And in fact, she was 4. And within a year, she was speaking German without an accent. We'd go into restaurants. In fact, we went into a restaurant when we were flying home after we'd been in Germany for a year. We were flying back to the United States. We were at a restaurant in Frankfurt, and we all ordered in German. And the waiter leaned over to her and said, "Are you okay? Why are you with these Americans?" I mean, her German was so perfect, right? Our middle child at that point was like 10 years old, I think, or 12, and his, you could tell he wasn't a German, and our oldest was 16 or 17, and she clearly wasn't a German, and obviously Louis and I weren't. So it's an interesting thing. It's it's a curiosity. It's as much as it is a bizarre circumstance.
Well, I based on what I found, I have a lot of doubt that he is actually born in the U.S. and that would make him totally ineligible for Congress.
Unless he's gone through a naturalization process that we don't know about. But that would show up on, that. There would be a record of that. That would be a public document, I would think.
Right.
Huh. Okay, yeah, John,
go ahead. Let me add one more thing. Mm-hmm. I think most people are focusing on his more recent lies. I think more attention should be focused on that period between where he claimed he was born, the date he was born, and approximately 2012 or so.
Wouldn't it be interesting if he was in Moscow all that time?
It's like, or wherever.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was thinking of, what was the old movie, The Manchurian Candidate? Being groomed mm-hmm. by a foreign power to be the guy who's going to come into the United States and disrupt things. Although, frankly, that was Donald Trump. John, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And yes, I share your curiosities around Santos. And I have a feeling this is going to be sort of like the Trump story. It's going to be one of those peripheral to politics. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with policy, but it's going to be one of those you can't look away car wreck kind of stories. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Okay, Hakeem Jeffries has 212 votes. McCarthy only has 203 votes. He's toast right now. We'll be right back. If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on incognito mode in your browser. And we're supposed to trust big tech with solutions to our online privacy, right? Well, wrong. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider, your ISP, can see every single website you've ever visited, and they can even sell your data to advertisers. That's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. I never go online without ExpressVPN. Because they make sure my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and location. They do that by rerouting my connection through a secure, encrypted server. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to keep me private. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN on the market. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by Business Insider. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you can get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom to learn more.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Hakeem Jeffries is running 9 votes ahead of Kevin McCarthy, who has lost 10 votes to Biggs and 9 votes to other people. So on this first vote, neither Jeffries nor McCarthy will become Speaker of the House. The odds of Jeffries becoming Speaker of the House are probably under 3%. But you never know. I mean, weirder things have happened. Valerie in San Diego. Hey, Valerie, what's on your mind today?
Hi. You mentioned who would take Trump. I don't think anybody would because he's useless. All of these dictators in all these other countries only wanted him when he was useful, and they propped him up, and they did all sorts of things to get things out of him. They have nothing to get from him anymore. He probably doesn't even have any money to support any of this.
That's probably true of the first names on my list, you know, Dubai and Saudi Arabia. They would probably look on Trump, although they have invested $3 billion in his family, you know, and God only knows what they gave him for the golf tour thing. There are some reports that, you know, he got over $1 billion for that. So who knows? But I think that, you know, North Korea, Kim Jong-un would probably love to have him there, don't you think?
Why?
And they've
why would he want him?
For the propaganda value.
How can he use him? How can he use him?
Exactly.
Basically, I would think anybody would want him if they can use him.
He would use Trump to trash America, to portray us poorly, to say in fact, actually, I think he would use him more to enhance his own legitimacy as, you know, a major player in the world
also,
stage, all this kind of stuff.
Right, and they can claim that Trump's a victim of Americanism and bad Americans. Look what they did to this great leader.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I hear that one.
Yeah. But I think your point is well taken, and I hadn't considered it when I was going through my list before, is not only where would he want to go, but who would be willing to take him and why. And that's a really important point. Yeah. Valerie, thank you. Thank you for the call. Yeah. I appreciate the call. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Happy New Year, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you. What's up?
Thank you. A couple things real quick. Not to beat the Santos thing, but I think something real interesting is going on in Brazil with the whole reopening of the fraud case. And I think it's not as simple as it might at first seem. It's pretty obvious Lula is going to oversee the conviction of this guy in order to feather his nest with the United States at this point.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of reasons behind that. La Jornada reported a lot on this just this morning. The point is, if they do convict him, and they very probably will, in absentia, they will then send what's called a letter rogatory to the Department of Justice in the United States. It's going to be that's just requesting international help.
Does that initiate an extradition process?
It does not necessarily immediately bring that about. What it would immediately bring it about is an incredible embarrassment between the United States and Brazil if the United States refused their request for help.
Well, I don't think the United States would do that. I don't think we're going to do that.
Exactly.
I mean, under Trump administration, we would have, but under the Biden administration, they'll just follow the rule of the law.
No, exactly. That's my point. So they will probably go with a letter rogatory and give them the assistance against Santos they want. But I don't want to beat that to death. You've been wondering also if the Democrats are swinging away from neoliberalism. I wish that were true. I kind of think it's true to a small degree. Mm-hmm. I think the bigger point is a statistic I just read, which just floored me. You've seen it too, I'm sure. The New York Times just reported, in it with a chart, every state in the United States, when it comes to Gen Z voters, mm-hmm. they voted Democrat in all 50 states. Yeah. All 50.
Yeah, yeah.
The Republicans, right?
Right. There was
Republicans are the grift that keeps on giving. You know, I mean,
I'm with you.
All they've got now is the grift.
There was also an analysis of that in I think it might have been in the Times a couple of days ago, suggesting that typically as generations age, the people in those generations become more politically conservative over time. And that is not happening with Gen Z at all. Of course, Gen Z has not aged to the point where typically they start becoming conservative. But it also doesn't appear to be happening in a big way with millennials. So
no, it doesn't. But the Gen Zers have a much longer way to go, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
We can use them to our benefit, if you will, if we want to be abusive about using them. You know, let's just hope they're on our side for the next, say, 10 to 20 years, 15 years. That's all we need.
That's right.
If we can show the American people we can actually get work done, the Republicans are toast.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I believe it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I really believe it.
Thank you very much. It's great to hear from you, and Happy New Year. I appreciate the well wishes. Denise in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind?
I'm sorry. I mean, my comment was with the Santos problem.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it his opponent? Wasn't it his job to expose him?
And he did.
I mean,
he did, Denise. His Democratic opponent did point out many of the lies, and one of the local newspapers in that county that he was running in, or in that district that he was running in, also pointed out a number mm-hmm. of his lies, and the rest of the media just never picked it up. It never, you know, the local television stations, all mm-hmm. the local radio stations. Of course, you know, all the radio stations are running right-wing talk all day long. But basically they were yelling and screaming about it, but it just didn't get picked up. This is I refer to it as Republican privilege. You know, it's the Republicans just, you know, they get away with stuff all the time, and people just assume that they're going to be corrupt, and it's not even a news story. So, you know, because the original story, Denise, when this first came out was, holy cow, how did we miss this? But now, I mean, mm-hmm. there was a piece, I think, in yesterday, maybe Sunday's New York Times, about the multiple people, including the Democratic candidate and who I believe was running for re-election, and this one newspaper who just, you know, did an expose on George Santos, and you know how it got no traction, which is kind of an indictment of the New York Times itself as well. Denise, thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. Happy New Year, and thanks for watching us on YouTube. We'll be right back after the top of the hour here with more of the program, the Republican Vote Tracker Revealed. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Remember the last time you had two great nights sleep in a row? Still thinking? Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. 13 years and over 5,000 five-star reviews later, they've never wavered on that promise. That's one reason why Cozy Earth is the brand that has made Oprah's favorite things list 5 years in a row. Another is their luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, and pajamas, or their new bath collection, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. And be sure to also check out their limited edition linen bamboo bedding collection. Plus, every bedding item comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, CozyEarth.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.